And
Maybe.
you can go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. And I'd like to call this meeting of the Arrow Academy School Health Advisory Council to order. Thank you all for your time and your commitment to supporting the health and well-being of our students. We appreciate your service and the partnership. It is important work. So at this time, we will conduct a roll call so that we can establish a quorum. So when I call your position, please state your name when called. The Vice Chair.
Bernice.
The Secretary.
Crystal Warner.
Okay. The Parent Volunteer.
Anna Lerma.
And Administrative Liaison.
Tiffany Green.
And Robin Jones, the chairperson. So the January 14th SHAC meeting minutes were sent out to everyone and they were shared in advance. We hope everyone got a chance to read through them. Do anyone have any corrections or additions that they see that may need to be made to those minutes?
No, ma'am.
No.
No.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve the minutes as they've been presented?
I, Crystal, one move the motion for
Okay, can we get a second?
I second it. Tiffany Green.
My third is Sharnice Tatum.
Okay, so that pretty much sound. Are we all in favor?
Yes.
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 Yes, any opposed? Okay, the motion carries and the minutes are approved. Okay, we're just gonna move right on through the agenda. So, as a reminder, the SHAC serves is an advisory capacity to support Arrow Academy in promoting student health, wellness, and safety. Our responsibilities include providing recommendations related to health education, physical and mental health supports, and coordinated school health programming in alignment with the Texas Education Code. Additionally, the SHAC is required to meet at least four times annually and provide updates and recommendations to the board as appropriate. Okay, so now we move on to old business. Our next item is the old business related to mental health awareness that we discussed in our last meeting for the families across the Arrow campuses. We previously discussed the importance of conducting a virtual parent workshop focused on mental health awareness and support. So today, our goal is to discuss the potential topics for the workshops and to identify tentative dates and the next steps for our planning. So the floor is now open so that we can have discussion. So the first part will be to discuss the potential topics we can have for this workshop. So if you have any comments, you're free to speak now.
Well, I can kick it off. So you remember at our first meeting, Ms. Tatum, she gave some good, she had a lot of good, great ideas.
Yes.
So we also presented the idea of the virtual workshop
Workshop.
to our leadership team, and everybody's on board, and they think it's a great thing.
Oh,
So
good.
the topic that really stood out for me is that she mentioned about when the parent is the problem.
Yes.
And the parent is a stress factor. And so maybe ways that the child can live with it, and then the parent can see the behaviors and kind of try to work through it as well. So coping mechanisms for both the parent and the child, but just saying that the parent is understanding that they are the problem sometimes.
Okay,
That's a good
so I
one.
think we'll have to find a title to where the parent don't feel like they're directly being singled out, kind of put a spin on the topic of like how to parent with less stress or, some type of something where it's not just alluding finger pointing to the parent. But yes, definitely coping skills to make school prep good, good for parent and child or something like that. Or
I'm gonna come up with a name. I'm gonna figure
yeah. Okay.
I think, oh, so some of the titles that I would like to suggest is maybe Supporting Each Other, A Family Guide to Emotional Well-being.
Oh, that's
That's a
good.
good one.
Yeah. We also, a few I just kind of looked up are Strong Minds, Strong Families, Growing Together, Mental Wellness for Parents and Students, Supporting Each Other, A Family Guide to Emotional Well-being, and Home Plus School Plus Heart, Building Healthy Minds Together.
Oh, I like that one.
Like that one?
But those are all good, but I really like that one.
You like that one? Okay, so what
I
I'll
do.
do is drop them in the chat and we can go ahead and vote on it now.
Okay, that sounds good.
And I have a couple of names for my little
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to take. Oh, you're right, Principal.
No.
You have some. Okay, topics. Well.
So what about this one? Understanding parent-driven stress in children.
I like
Oh,
that one.
that's good.
Yes.
Supporting children when family dynamics create stress.
Yes,
Yeah.
that's good
That's a
too.
good.
I'll put them in the chat as well.
Because
Right.
I like
you
those
know,
two. And it's like two over it's like two themes because one we can have as a general title for the workshop itself, and then we can have subtitles to the different segments that will be covered
Perfect.
under that broad title.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
So we can
Particularly
have
like.
the title of the workshop, and then like on the agenda or as part of the agenda, we may have three small
Talking
components.
points.
Talking
Yes.
points. I like that.
Like
Talking points. Okay.
Yes.
Like what session?
Okay.
What were you saying, Ms. Tatum?
I was saying that I particularly like yours, Crystal, because it kind of don't shy away from the parent knowing that, hey, I feel as though this is something that I should be doing without not fully saying you're the problem. Like, it's like invoking some, like, oh, I wonder if I need this or not.
Yes,
So, some
absolutely.
self-awareness is there.
Yes, okay.
That's good. Crystal, if you like, I can type it in. You want me to type it in the chat real
Yes,
quick?
I said understanding parent-driven stress in children. Is that the one, Ms. Tatum, or the other one?
I think the other one.
Supporting children when family dynamics create stress.
I like that one.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna put both of them in. What was the
Yeah.
first one? Understanding parent-driven stress.
In children.
And children.
Okay. And the second one.
Is supporting children when family dynamics create stress.
Okay,
What about
awesome.
what?
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the second one that Crystal mentioned because not only is it like the parent-child situation, but also like when, say, mom and dad aren't together and then they have to go with step parents or the dynamics, it covers a broader range when it's not just like the actual parent or even just like going from home to home every other week or something like that. And it kind of covers more. I like that.
Okay, so are we all in agreement with would everyone like to go with the supporting children when family dynamics create stress?
Yes.
Let me
Okay.
ask you this. Who's giving these talks?
Yeah, it is.
So I am going to reach out to, I know a few psychologists and or LPCs actually.
And
And I
aren't
so actually
you?
I can probably do it, but I'm not yes, as a guidance counselor. So I could you take it from that standpoint, mental health workshop, supporting children when family dynamics create stress. Yes. So I am a guidance certified guidance counselor. So I'll be happy
Y'all didn't.
to.
I don't know if y'all knew that or not,
No,
but
that's good information to have.
yes, thank you. So yes, I'll be more than happy, Tiffany Green. I will conduct the workshop virtually. So if we go ahead, Crystal.
No, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, because then and so we're gonna find like other presenters to do other sections, because we
Well,
have a
I could
370.
probably do this one, and then were we talking about having another one, or what are your thoughts?
I think we should have at least a couple of topics, because if we only do this topics, you're going to have some people that feel like this is not for me.
Okay, a couple
Right.
of topics such
So
as
it still could
mental.
be like, I think it might have been Crystal that mentioned like the coping, or maybe you, Tiffany, coping mechanism, managing emotions, positive reinforcement. So we could take at least one of those that would kind of encompass
Can we go back
everything.
to Miss Tatum's original list?
Okay. Okay, so
So this
that's
is
gonna
what I
be
had in mind, Tiffany. So what I
that's
thought we were gonna do was like a virtual workshop,
right.
and we have we could even do this. Okay, we could have a virtual workshop, either where we have like three 15-minute segments, boom, boom, boom. Okay,
Yeah.
three little
Okay.
topics, mini talks, or
Okay.
we can have it where we have one virtual webinar for 30 minutes, and then you can pick your breakout room.
What if someone wants to attend more than one?
I know.
Yeah, I like
Okay.
the first way,
I like the first one.
obviously.
I like the idea of
The 15
we do
minute.
15-minute sec segments,
Yes.
15-minute sessions,
I do too.
and what I can see if I can find someone else, but I can do like the opening and maybe do the first session. And so let's go ahead and come up with the
Like the
opening session
topics.
is the title is Supporting Children When Family Dynamics Create Stress. So what
Yes.
are the three sessions that we want to have? Because I think if we do three, we have an opening, we have an introduction. And we introduce the panel or the speaker. We introduce the SHAC committee. We definitely want to do that. And then what are the three topics?
Let me go get the list. Sharnice, do
Oh, I
you
have
still?
it. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, the list. Go through the
Okay.
list. She had some good ideas the first time.
Okay. So okay, proposed. Okay, so the three. So Vice Chairperson Tatum proposed the following priority areas: foundational health literacy, hygiene habits, conflict resolution, solving conflicts with peers, food allergies, and healthy habits. Then we have emergency response, trusted adults, getting help, and poisoning overdose. Oh, I'm sorry. And so then Ms. Jones added mental health awareness and reducing stigma around seeking counseling, teaching children to speak up about their feelings regardless of circumstances, and shared personal experience regarding the value of school staff, alerting families to student concerns. So it looks like we didn't go into detail regarding the topics.
Yeah, we didn't. It was just naming off
Yes.
some that I felt would be very great for the students,
Okay, well,
especially
just
the trusted adult one.
yes.
Okay.
And I want to point out, so I know for my kids, like if my kids don't want to, you know how parents be making the kids hug people, go hug Uncle
Yes.
John and all of that?
No, don't do
If my
that.
kid don't want to hug Uncle John, we are not doing any of that. We're not going to stand in between Uncle John's legs. We're not
Okay.
being
Contact.
left with Uncle
Appropriate
John.
contact
Another
with
thing.
like establishing healthy boundaries.
Another thing that I like to
Like that.
do and teach my daughter is that adults do not share secrets with children. So,
Oh yeah.
that's a big one because I feel as though like, oh, well, you can trust me.
Oh
Keep this
yeah.
secret between me and you.
Yes.
And that's another reason why, like, well, I a little off topic but kind of on topic. I got proposed to last November and I taught
Congratulations.
thank you. And I taught my daughter that nobody should keep secrets with her, like nobody. So
That's good.
with my fiance, I was like, I mean, I was teaching her and he was like, well, I'm sure glad that I didn't tell her about it because she would have ruined it. She was like, oh, well, they told me to keep a secret and I'm gonna tell you because I think you need to know.
Absolutely. So I love that one. Okay, so trusted adults, and then under that we'll have topics.
Like
So
body safety, like you said,
oh.
like them knowing body safety, like not
Appropriate body
establishing healthy
just
boundaries
yes,
is what we call
establishing
it.
healthy
Establishing too.
boundaries. So that could be
Establishing
like
healthy
three.
boundaries, and then adults don't share secrets.
So I think that could be like a 3-5 minute thing to take up the full 15 minutes.
What was the first one?
The first one was, I think y'all brought it up, you specifically about like, hey, if they don't want to hug you, they're not going to hug
Well, I think
you.
that's establishing healthy boundaries. And also, like, don't touch me. This is my no-no square. Like, don't touch me,
Okay.
So I think that's establishing healthy boundaries.
Okay. So
And
7 minutes
then,
to 7 minutes.
okay. And then about adults don't share secrets. And then what's another one that we can, because I like the little 5-minute spiels.
Let me think.
Did you say something like you have a voice, like to use your voice, like how you kind of just
Yes.
affirm that they won't get in trouble, even if somebody tells them or threat, you know, because you read the stories, they get threatened
They
or whatever
get it.
to not talk, and so
Yes.
hey, no matter what, you are safe to tell, mom or
Yes.
whoever, a trusted
A
person.
trusted adult,
You
yeah.
won't, you won't get in trouble for it.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Does somebody have that? So this is
Yes.
the
So I
trusted,
have
okay.
three. I have establishing healthy boundaries. I have adults do not share secrets with children slash trusted adults. And then number three, you have a voice. You won't get into trouble, trusted
Or
adults.
use your voice. Let's say use
I
your
mean, use
voice.
your voice.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, now we are in agreement on that segment.
So
Miss
those are three.
Taylor.
So let me ask you all this. Those are three different sessions, right?
Well, no, it's just
No.
like three different talking points within that 15-minute segment.
Yes.
So that 15-minute session is all on what we just said. So then we're going to have another 15-minute session.
One last one.
Okay, so we're doing two sessions. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Okay.
Three. We're doing three sessions, right? 3 15-minute sessions.
Okay. So I have that first one, and we're going to title that.
What was the first one, y'all? I forgot. It was
One was
the
use
first one was on.
the boundaries was
No.
on
Yeah,
that first.
so okay, this is, I think I'm a little confused. So
The
I
first
have,
session is what the one you was doing. You
yeah.
doing the first session.
Oh, okay. Let me go back to the chat.
What was the first session, y'all? Now, come on now. What was the first session?
So,
My memory
I thought the
shot.
main
It wasn't the understanding.
It
so
was
the
about
first
parents and
Oh, parents, you the problem. The parent is the
yes.
problem. Okay, so first session is parent is the problem.
Like understanding parent stress,
Yes, it was the understanding.
parent driven stress.
Yes, okay, parent problems.
Yeah.
Okay, then the second session, which is 15 minutes, is going to be the trusted adult. And then, do y'all want to do one about? So now, listen to this. So my son eats McDonald's every day. He don't eat no vegetables. He don't eat nothing like every day. Like, is that okay? That's not okay.
It's not okay.
That's not okay.
I would say what I did with my daughter, but this is when she was first starting out. I just gave her like random vegetables to try. And she eat apples. I mean, sometimes she eat onions. It's just bell peppers. She's all out there, but they're getting better now to where like you can get these noodles. What is it? It's called goodles. It's actually like full of vegetables, so there's new ways to introduce the vegetables to your children that
Diet.
don't like them, like whole food type, or like if you know that they like a certain fruit, always keep that fruit around so they at least are getting some fiber and nutrients is what I like to do because she likes blueberries and strawberries, so I try to at least keep that in the
In
house.
the house.
So I would say talking about like
Nutrition.
basically catering to what the child is and like kind of building up on that. Like, hey, we tried this. This one is the same texture as this. Maybe you'll like it. And be like, hey, if you really like it, then I don't know, maybe you get 5 extra minutes at the park. 'Cause I have to learn to stop rewarding my daughter with food. Which is another big thing that could possibly be another 5 minutes in that session. Try not to reward with food because they're gonna think all the time, oh my God, I did something great. Let me go eat a case of honey buns. Like, no, don't do that.
Well, I know
Right.
what I do is like, say I have to go to work and I'm coming in late, right? And I know that I'm coming in late and I feel guilty. So now you can go max out the DoorDash or you can have Gringos for dinner when, I kind of, it's like a reward system as well, kind of like for my lack of. So I don't know, y'all want to do a nutrition segment or
I would love
I think
to that's
tailor something for
important.
that.
And
I
I
think
know
so.
with me, when I'm introducing, I try to hide them within things like my granddaughter, she loves pasta. So if I'm making like a chicken Alfredo, I'll put spinach in it. Or, and I encourage her, at least try the vegetable. If you don't like it, we'll do something. Like she used to didn't eat broccoli. So I started off putting a little cheese sauce on the broccoli. Now all I can do is steam some broccoli and splash a little seasoning on it. And she eating broccoli. Just she asked for broccoli. She loved carrots. At first she wouldn't eat cooked carrots. I sliced the carrots, cook them, and I started putting a little brown sugar with some cinnamon and butter. Now
Nice
she
butter.
loves the carrots.
It's
All
all
right.
about how you cook it.
Miss Tatum,
Yeah.
are you willing to do that one? Can you do that segment?
I actually can because I like talking about it.
Awesome. So now we just need to find the maybe we can get an outside person to do like the trusted adult segment.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Is that okay with everybody?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
With
when
the
we
food,
start,
oh, sorry, can I add real quick with the food? One thing my daughter is, she likes it after she tastes it, but she doesn't like the way it looks. Like y'all said, presenting it well. So she'll say, ew, it looks gross. But then we make her eat it, and she's like, oh, that was actually pretty good. So maybe something along the lines of like, just because it looks funny doesn't, trying to tell them, like, bring that to their awareness.
Maybe something like, don't trust your eyes the first time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, or don't judge a book by its cover. And that could go into like judging children and stuff like that. Like, you wouldn't judge a kid for this, but it's they turn out to be a great friend of yours,
Yes.
type of thing.
And also don't drag the parents who are like me, just give us ways, give us like simple bite-sized steps that we can build upon to do better.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so what day are we doing our virtual?
Yeah, so let's come up with a date now.
Oh, and then it would be cool if we could have like an opener video.
Okay.
Nice.
We make it here with technology.
Yeah, get with technology, find us like an opener video or something like that. And then you'll come in, Tiffany, and open us up. Then maybe let somebody else go in and you come in the middle one and then let it finish up.
Okay. And so we'll have like an opening video. We'll have the introduction of our Shack committee. So let me ask this. What is a good, so parents that are on the committee, what's the best time that works well for you all to attend a virtual workshop?
I'm pretty flexible because of my job, but I get home normally around 4.
Okay.
What about a
Yes.
Saturday morning? We're gonna lose the people.
I mean, they're
So what?
home already. The kids could join in since they're not at school.
Okay.
Possibly.
So my question about Sat I love Saturday
I do too.
workshops and everything, but if parents have kids and
And
they
cheerleading and
extracurricular
baseball and
activities, baseball. So that's my question. I know for me, when my son was younger, Saturday mornings was kind of a challenge. However, what's best? You all stay.
What about a Thursday night? A Thursday seems very, very dignified.
I would say Thursday too.
Thursday, okay.
Thursday night at
So we
6
want it
p.m.
six.
About 6 p.m.
6, okay. Because when we think about parent workshops at surrounding districts, I mean, I'm sorry, when the campuses have meet and greet and different things like that, it's usually around 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we can video it so they can go back and look at it if they missed it.
Okay.
Also, one thing that I'm not sure if the other campuses are like this, but I'm sure you are. You all wear uniform.
Yes.
So
Everyone.
they like the free dress pass. So, like, hey, if you do attend,
Ah,
you
you
get a
need an
free dress
incentive.
pass.
They love the
Yes.
free dress
So
pass.
it's a great incentive because the kids would be like, hey, if you attend this, I can free dress today.
I love it.
Or at least on that day, because the parents be like, oh, why are you free dressing? There's like, because the thing is today. So it's another way to remind parents. It incentivizes the child. I think that'll be a great incentive.
Yeah, it's a perfect incentive. So once,
It
so after this session, after the workshop concludes, we'll have the attendance
is. Or
roster
I
and
think that
say,
we should do the second one that she said. Maybe just like have everybody on a free dress day so that if your parents didn't attend, then.
we know.
wait, say that again. What?
So she proposed two ways. She said
Okay.
that you could have if you did attend, then you can have a free dress day. And that was the first proposal. Then the
Okay.
second proposal was that everybody get a free dress day and it serves as like a reminder to the parents about.
Well, it was both. So it was kind of like for the ones that did, well, I guess it would make sense like that. So for the ones that did
They get
sign
a
up
free
for
dress
it,
day the next
they'll
day.
get that. Yeah, well,
Well, so we will
okay, so
probably have to, so if we
be
have
the
it on a
next weekend.
Exactly, because
Weekend.
if we have it on a Thursday and we get a great participation, then we would need to look at the list of parents that attended, get, send that, have like a pass that they'll actually receive that the students can take home. So just setting up that process, I think if we have it on a Thursday, we can give it to the students on a Monday or Tuesday, letting them know that that following Friday they can have a free dress day. Okay, and so let me ask you this. Would we determine the day, the free dress day, or it would be up to the student? They can just
Yeah,
come.
we need to get with the campuses to see.
Yeah,
We really
yeah.
we making we putting the cart before the horse. Let us get with the campuses, kind of see how that works, because we might
Okay,
that's probably
right.
not even as a but I also do like the idea of everybody gets a free dress day, and then you take yourself home and you remind your parents about this Shack committee meeting on Thursday. Because how can you really manage
Yeah, that's true.
the free dress day on the week afterwards?
You can because
They
what
can't have the
they
pass.
give a yeah, you have to have a pass. So the student will receive a pass. So once we look at the roster and see everyone that attended, so let's just say Miss Kuntz, she has a student named Tiffany Green. So someone is going to go to her class. Tiffany is going to get a free dress pass, and the information will be on the dress pass. Tiffany, you have earned a free dress pass because your parent attended the seminar on, right? The shack, well, the workshop, work, the shack workshop, right? And you may use this pass on Friday, March 27th,
Okay,
right?
I'm gonna ask the campuses and
But we
see.
need to get with, yeah, we'll get clarification from the campuses. I'll reach out. Oh, if you want to reach out,
No,
yeah.
you got it, Tiff.
Okay, we can reach out to the campuses and get feedback from the principals how they, because it's their
Would
campus,
like
how
to
they would like to
incentivize it.
see this carry out.
Yes,
Okay,
or
so I'll do
incentivize
that.
the participation because they might have another incentive.
Right.
Yeah, because ours at SOS Aero Academy, they earn free dress on Friday every week if they behave. So they always
Oh.
have the opportunity on Fridays if they behave or not
If they
to
behave.
have
So for
to.
SOS, it may look differently since Friday is already designated for good behavior, then they may be able to pick another day. So we'll get with the principals and they can tell us how they would like to implement that.
Oh, that's why you look so familiar. You're an SOS parent.
Okay.
You know, SOS is my home.
Yeah.
Have you seen me before?
Yeah, I used to
Yes.
work there for 2 years,
I
but then
know.
it's yeah.
Okay. I don't know too.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we have solidified that we will have, oh, we need to come up with the
Going a
date. What?
date, yeah.
Okay. So today is February 11th. I'm thinking just to give us enough time for me to secure and reach out and get on someone's calendar. I'm thinking the week after spring break, or do you all think we should do it sooner?
When is spring
No,
break?
not sooner.
Mine
March
is up.
16th.
Our spring break is March the 7th, like that. March.
Oh, and I
Week of
was the week
March 9th.
after that. The week of March 9th.
And
Okay,
I was
so
the week following week.
okay, so March 19th is the following Thursday.
I think I was spring. I thought our spring break was that week.
I looked on the calendar. I just looked on the calendar. Everybody had
It's
the
March
same spring break.
16th. Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's March 16th.
Yeah, I thought it was, but I
Okay.
looked wrong.
No, you're right, Miss Jones. I'm thinking about next year. Some spring breaks are moving ahead.
Y'all, let me
We can
double check.
early.
I just looked at it the other day. Let me double
You're
check.
right. It's
Okay.
the week of March 16th.
For Era.
I think so.
SOS is on the week of the 9th, but I know
Yeah,
our calendars
SOS.
get varied.
Yeah, I don't
Okay.
know Harvest Prep.
Era Liberation Calendar.
And I'm
I just looked at this just the other day, me and Dr. Sanders. Let's see.
Oh, I thought I looked at it last week. I guess I.
I might be wrong. Hold on. Oh yeah, it is. Ooh. It's 16 through 20. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So do we want to have it March 12th before spring break or after spring break?
I say after spring break.
After.
That's my vote.
Yeah, because
Okay.
you got to remember that we are still on spring break. If you do it the week before, SOS is on spring break from nine. We're
Oh, that's
nine.
right. So that's a good observation. So what do you all think about March
26th.
26th?
I think that's a good date. And it gives you more time, to establish
Correct.
the speaker, the other
Okay.
additional speaker.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
That's the day after our next scheduled meeting.
Wouldn't
Oh,
that give
okay.
us time to prepare and make sure that everything is ready to go?
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Whoa, we have a meeting on the 25th,
Yes.
March the 25th.
Yes.
Yes.
We have a leadership meeting that day, too. Think.
Oh.
But we'll just step out.
No, we can re I think it would be best to
Reschedule that one.
reschedule hours. I thought we had changed the March
I think
meeting.
we maybe have
Wasn't
canceled it, did we?
Yeah, we had changed it to
We
another
talked
date.
about it.
Maybe I have the wrong date.
I have the minutes up. So I think we originally said the 25th, and then the final date was the 26th to meet
Oh, okay.
Oh, and
Because of
now.
y'all's leadership meeting.
Okay, let's keep the 25th day, Tiffany,
Let's
so that we
right.
can be prepared for our meeting the next day. What happened to Charisse? What
I
happened to
gotta
Miss Taylor?
get
She
back to
gone.
my Zoom.
Shanice left us,
It looked like she got kicked out.
knocked off or something.
Okay, she'll join.
So, will the 25th still work for everyone, or should we change that date?
Oh, there she is. Thank you,
Discussing
Sharnice. Okay. Okay. Our meeting is the 25th, right, Crystal?
the
Okay. So we want to change the shack meeting will be March 26th, right?
Okay, the same day as the
Well,
workshop.
that's fine.
That's fine.
But the
I just
workshop
know because
is
the
at
workshop's gonna be at
6.
6 p.m. And maybe
Yeah.
if there's something we need to fine-tune
Yes.
for the workshop,
Yes.
yes.
Okay. So we're gonna say
So
March
the workshop will
26th.
be March 26 at 6 p.m.
And then we having our meeting at, y'all want to push the
At
meeting
two.
up?
I'm flexible. What about you, Sharnice,
I'm
or
flexible.
Miss Anna? What about you, Miss Anna?
Yes, I'm flexible.
So we
Excuse me.
can move it up.
So move it earlier.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because that'll just give us time. Because what on the 26th at the meeting, we need to be going. Everybody need to present what they're gonna present. Everybody
Okay,
needs
so
to
would you all like to move it up? We're meeting at two, y'all. Would you all like to move it up
one
at
maybe.
1 o'clock?
Maybe, yeah, one. Or keep it at two. It's up to y'all.
I'm open. I can meet at one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm open as well. I think that's a
Okay.
good idea to just move it up an hour early. Then we have time to break and, get settled in. Okay.
All right.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay.
So now that puts us at our upcoming meeting schedule anyway. So we kind of fell into the agenda. And then after that, the next projected date will be April 22nd at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And so at this time, we're going to open up the floor for any public comment related to any agenda items we had today. Any other comments?
One thing I thought about when we were talking about the healthy eating was also maybe healthy sleep, like get the kids getting a good amount of sleep. That was just, we had
Yes.
mentioned it. I think Sharnice had mentioned it, but that would be good to include also.
Okay, I can put that in because I didn't have I think a third thing to talk about, so I can include that as well. Thank you, Anna.
Cool, thank you.
Anyone else? All right, Anna, thank you for your input. Okay, now just to kind of recap everything we did today, we established a title for our parents' virtual workshop and also the subtopics that we will be discussing. We identified, I think, the workshop leaders with one spot that Tiffany is going to look into filling.
Yes.
Okay. And our tentative date right now we have is March 26th. Tiffany, you're going to reach out to the campuses to talk about the incentive for the free dress pass.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. And any other things that we need to discuss for with our March meeting? So I know in March we are going to kind of do a summary of the workshop when we get on that call, because the workshop would be that same evening. And so, are there any additional items that we need to follow up on for March?
Not at this time, not that I can think of.
Okay. Okay, well, if that's it and no one else has anything, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for your time and your partnership and commitment to the health and well-being of the Arrow Academy students and families. I think this workshop is going to be great. So, if there's no further business or comments, then may I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I move the motion to adjourn the meeting. Crystal Warner.
All right. Any seconds?
Come on, Emma.
Oh. I second the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
All
Well, at this time,
right,
this
thank you.
has been adjourned, and I just want to thank everyone, and y'all have a great rest of the afternoon.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Bye. Thank
Bye,
you.
y'all.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. We can't hear you, Tiffany. Your phone muted.
Tiffany saying something.
You muted,
I'm
Tiffany.
sorry. The meeting is adjourned at 2:48.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good
All
one.
right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.